This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A new fashion reality TV show is debuting in Cincinnati later in the summer. The Collective brings together a select group of celebrity designers, including 2019 Project Runway contestant and Cincinnati-based fashion designer Tessa Clark. Unlike other reality fashion shows, The Collective is not meant to be a competition. It's a showcase of collaboration, fashion, and creative networks within the city. I spoke earlier with some of the folks involved. Here is our pre-recorded interview. Joining us now is local fashion designer and alumna of the reality series Project Runway, Tessa Clark. She's also the manager of Idlewild and Over the Rhine and has her own clothing brand produced at So Valley. Tessa, welcome back to Cincinnati Edition.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We also have with us Amy Bond. She's the co-producer and co-host of The Collective. Amy, welcome.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure to have you. And also joining us is Laura Cianciolo. She is a model and a co-host of The Collective as well. Laura, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, and hello.
Hello. All right, Tessa, let's start with you. You're a local designer. You've been on our program a couple of times talking about Project Runway experiences and also talking about, I think, fashion during the pandemic was the last time that we had you on and some of the work that's going on at So Valley. And I'm wondering, because this is going to be yet another appearance for you on a television series, is this something that you find yourself more and more drawn to, the broadcast side of design?
You know, I never really considered myself, I don't even own a TV, Michael, so it's really sort of silly, but I am sort of drawn to, you know, this side of the industry and the creative field. Of course, designing is, you know, my first and foremost focus, but I really enjoy the people that I've met through broadcasting and television, and this is just one more thing to add to this experience.
Well, when we talk about this experience, what do you think is different about The Collective when you think about the reality competition show like Project Runway?
Great question. So the main difference between something like a reality television show like Project Runway and a fashion show is that The Collective Fashion Show is not a competitive, a competition show. It is a, you know, a gathering of 15 of the top designers from all different reality television shows like Project Runway, Making the Cut on Amazon, and Next in Fashion on Netflix. It's the coming of all of us and really just collaborating and working together and creating a collection and a fun event in various cities across the US. So no one's going to be eliminated. Of course, there's drama because life can be dramatic in general, but there's no one's being eliminated. There's not editing in a negative way just for ratings. We really have control over our own narrative, which is not always the case on competitive fashion reality shows.
Laura Cianciolo is also from our area and has spent some time on America's Next Top Model. And so you've got some experience on another reality competition show. What do you find attractive about the format of The Collective?
So actually I was on America's Next Top Model twice. I was on the very first ever petite cycle and then again as an all-star on the second cycle. And I was runner-up and then fourth. And I actually really loved it because I was super young. I was, you know, straight out of a small town. But, you know, like looking back and stuff, competing against girls that I was actually really bonding with is really hard. So I think the great thing about this now is that we can just bond from the get-go and know that, you know, we're helping each other and that we're not competing against one another, and that, you know, Tessa's success is my success and my success is hers. And, you know, that's just a really good feeling, and to be able to show off Cincinnati. And, you know, Tessa knows a lot about Cincinnati, and like every time I'm with her, I learn something new. That's just great about this, the city. So
what small city are you from, Laura?
I'm from Stamford. It's very tiny. It's about 2.5 hours from here.
In Kentucky.
Yes, Kentucky. And then me and my husband bought a home about 5 minutes outside of Cincinnati. So
very
cool. And we love it.
Well, when you think about the competition that comes with the fashion industry in general or modeling in general, can you just talk a little bit about if this feels a little bit more relaxed for you, a little bit more comfortable for you?
Oh, yes. It's definitely more relaxed. It's definitely more comfortable for me because I don't ever, like, I'm not someone that naturally competes with others. I compete with myself. And in fashion, although we're, you know, taught that everyone is our competition, it's not true. You can't have a whole fashion show without several models. So it's just like a great opportunity to show that we can work together and that that is a possibility. And also that fashion has enough drama and stuff with just self. Like, yeah, us alone as artists create our own competition, our own drama. We don't even need competitors to have that. We can be our own worst enemy. So, like, why not create better art by just uplifting each other and making it a little bit more positive? Because it is art. So let's keep that positivity in it and just joy out of it and not competition. Amy, you don't need an award for art.
Indeed. Amy Bond is the co-producer and the co-host of The Collective, also known for the series Next in Fashion and, of course, Project Runway. Amy, hearing Laura and Tessa talk about The Collective, it does sound like it's a more approachable format. There's not any cutthroat drama that results in somebody ultimately being eliminated. So talk about the creation of this format as a way to present fashion in a way that might be more approachable, not just for the audience, but for the people who are participating.
Absolutely. This is a celebration of creativity more than anything else. And it is a chance for each designer to not only control their own narrative from their experiences on being edited on their shows and in the public landscape, but also as a chance for them to express what they want to in terms of coming out of the pandemic and creating their own new design identity. One of the reasons that we're able to do this the way that we're able to do this and reinvent fashion TV and reinvent the fashion show is really based on designers working by themselves in their studio through this last year and the fact that they've had no chance to have fashion shows together, no chance to have collaborations together. Nobody's getting together to do things for the runway, for instance, excuse me, to dress celebrities or any of the things that we're accustomed to. So by having this opportunity at the end of July, it's been a chance for us to work towards something together while still working individually to create things that represent themselves as a designer and represent their brand identity.
How does going into a project like this work when you might have the idea for the collective and then you've got to find a place, find a way to make it, and then you got to find a place to put it on? Talk a little bit about that for us.
Yeah, that has been an interesting process. There is no format for what we're doing. We are completely reinventing fashion TV as anyone knows it. And as such, we've had to be super creative with things as they Cincinnati. It happened around Cincinnati. That's why it's based in Cincinnati. Just having it based in Cincinnati is a way to say, hey, you know, we're all in this together. We are celebrating our creativity in a place that maybe you've never been to. We are showing Cincinnati to people who have maybe never seen it. We are using it as a platform to bring the models in Cincinnati and everyone from the surrounding areas together with our joy and our creativity. But having that as a mission doesn't solve all the logistics getting to that point. So we've had to come up with very creative ways for the designers to talk about themselves and what they're doing. They're doing video diaries from their own home studios. They're on Instagram constantly talking to each other and talking about our vendor partners, talking about their past experiences, showing images of the things that they're working on. And it's kind of all happening in real life, in real time, which of course has its moments of candor that maybe we can't necessarily control. But what's been important to the producers of the collective is that we don't control anybody, that it is their genuine experience coming out. It is their genuine time spent in creativity and spent in reacting to the world around them with the goal of this show at the end. So we're sort of making it up as we go in a lot of ways.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing how that unfolds. We're talking about The Collective. It's a new live reality TV-based show focused on a multi-city fashion week, bringing together celebrity designers from other fashion reality TV competition shows. It does debut in Cincinnati. We're joined today by local fashion designer Tessa Clark, an alumna of Project Runway and the manager of Idlewild, a store in Over the Rhine. She also produces her own brand at So Valley. Also joining us today is Laura Cianciolo, a model and co-host of The Collective, a Kentucky native now living here in our area, an alumna also of America's Next Top Model twice over, and Amy Bond, the co-producer and co-host of The Collective. Tessa, we just heard Amy talk a little bit about Cincinnati. I believe when you were on previously, we touched on this a bit. Let's touch on it again. Fashion in Cincinnati, we see stores like yours. We see that there's certainly great taste and very creative designers and retailers in our region. But what do you think about the level of Cincinnati on the national or global fashion scene? Will it be a surprise for people to see this on a program like this?
You know, I definitely, even though it might come as a surprise to a lot of people, I think that Cincinnati and the talent here, the models, and the places where we're showcasing and the talent that is here is totally deserving of this recognition. Amy and Angelo were doing model workshops here, and they happened upon Idlewild, and that's how Amy and I met. And just the serendipitous nature of this whole show and how The Collective has come together is really a testament to why Cincinnati is so deserving of national global recognition. I think it's going to be encouraging to young people, maybe graduating from DAP or other smaller schools, design schools, and other, you know, small metropolitan cities, that they can stay in those smaller metropolitan cities and make something of themselves there rather than always, you know, running to coastal cities, which can sometimes be hard for emerging designers to really make it and to have a fling career in their in the design field. So I'm just, you know, elated that all of this is happening first in Cincinnati. And I'm excited to see where The Collective takes us and what other cities.
Amy, we heard Tessa reference Angelo. I'm reading a news release here. That's a reference to your husband, right?
Right. Husband and co-executive producer.
Awesome. So you were in Cincinnati and that's how you met Tessa. Talk about that experience and what it was about this city that led you to want to include it so prominently in this new series.
It was truly serendipitous. As she said, we did a workshop that was a one-day workshop, but we chose to extend our time there for a couple of days just to kind of, it was really kind of just a little getaway. We knew nothing about what we were going to see, but we just started walking the streets and found this place called Over the Rhine, and then had to learn about what the Rhine was and why we were over it. After learning, we walked into a little t-shirt shop actually. And Angelo just was chatting with one of the guys there. And he said, "Oh, Project Runway, the store next door is run by someone from Project Runway." We're like, "Oh, that's kind of cool. Let's go meet her." And then after seeing Tessa, the energy just started rolling and rolling and rolling. And we had the little modeling agency that we had met that we had come to do our workshop for. The energy of those girls and one boy, they came to the workshop and really wanted a chance to be in the fashion industry. They were looking for a way to make contacts in the industry. They didn't have any access to anything that was going on in the fashion world because Cincinnati, of course, was just as locked down as everywhere else. But it's one thing to be locked down in a city like LA where you still can do and meet and, you know, interact in the fashion world in some way. But with Cincinnati, that it felt very isolated. So in getting to meet them and getting to see Tessa and what she had been able to build in Idlewild, getting to know some about Over the Rhine and the history through a period of hardship into this rebirth, opened our eyes to really what was happening all around us in Cincinnati. And it just has that kind of energy where it's all coming into this beautiful place of enlightenment in terms of how things look, in terms of how people think, in terms of how the city feels about itself. I've felt such positive energy from Cincinnatians about Cincinnati, which is something kind of rare these days. Everybody gets very jaded about where they live, but the energy around this city is something so spectacular that the collective just came about from that.
Amy, I'm going to follow up on something that you just referenced a bit more in depth with all three of you, and that is fashion during the pandemic, fashion during the lockdown, and how creatives were able to connect and try their best to keep moving forward. But just to continue this particular theme for a moment, I want to go back to Laura Cianciolo, who is a model and a co-host on The Collective. And Laura, you just mentioned, you know, you're a native of Stanford, Kentucky, but now you live 5 minutes outside of Cincinnati. What attracted you to Cincinnati after working and achieving this career in modeling and such a national profile in doing so?
Well, that's easy. I tell everyone it was love at first sight with my husband and Cincinnati. It was our second date. We went, you know, downtown Cincinnati, and it was just like, it was over for me. That I just knew, like, he's the one. Cincinnati's where, you know, we wanted to live. And he worked here. He's a CGI artist and an animator. He, you know, needed to be close to the city, which is ironic because we bought a home and then the pandemic hit.
Oh.
But, I've been modeling for like 12 years, been to the biggest cities in the world, lived in some of them, traveled to some of them. And I feel like Cincinnati fulfills all those, parts of me that I loved from all those big cities, but I don't really feel like I'm missing anything. And I think that says a lot because, I mean, this world is an amazing place. So if you can be fulfilled by one city, that's pretty big.
We're talking about The Collective. It's a new live reality TV-based show focusing on a multi-city fashion week that brings together celebrity TV fashion designers from other fashion-oriented reality programs. Amy Bond is the co-producer and co-host of The Collective. Amy, when is the show available and where is it available?
The live shows happen in the city of Cincinnati the last weekend of July. So the actual runway shows are the 30th and 31st. We have a marketplace on August 1st, and all of these events are live streamed. So you can attend in Cincinnati or you can attend in your living room from anywhere in the world. And then after that, once all the shows are complete and we have all our recordings of everything, because during those days that we're in Cincinnati for the shows, we will be recording absolutely everything in preparation for the first episode of the reality show. Once the shows are complete and we have all our footage, we're going to cut it together to make an amazing TV pilot that will then be streamed pay-per-view or streamed through a service on Amazon or Hulu or one of the other services like that. So it will be accessible.
Tessa Clark is a Cincinnati-based designer who is part of this program. Tessa, talk a bit about being in your line of work during a pandemic. I know a lot of people who produce clothing did turn to helping the community out by making masks, for example. But what was the impact on maybe creativity in general or in producing clothing in particular for you during COVID-19?
Yeah, so, you know, first and foremost, I'm a designer, of course, but I had a business, Ida Wild, to manage and run and make sure it was staying afloat during the pandemic. So my own brand sort of got pushed to the back burner, if you will. But So Valley, where all of my things are produced, really pivoted and started making PPE and masks. And so through So Valley, we had masks produced to sell at the store, of course. But really my focus through the pandemic was being creative on the retail and business of fashion side of things. And how can I, you know, if I'm not selling in store anymore, how can our business pivot to online and to, you know, creating a sense of community for our regulars and our clients that use Idlewild as an escape during the week, you know, or away from their kids, you know, how can I still engage with them at home? And, you know, I have to say we felt very supported by our community and our clients. And it's amazing how many dresses I sold during lockdown. I sold more occasion wear. I sold more occasion wear than I did loungewear. It was pretty amazing. And, you know, I think it's just a testament that people can still come together regardless of in person. You know, we had a lot of Zoom calls and virtual shopping parties on Instagram. And, you know, despite the chaos that was 2020, people were still looking forward to where they could wear those dresses and how they could celebrate coming together afterwards. And I think that this collective fashion show and fashion week here in Cincinnati is going to be just that sort of event. And I don't think we've mentioned yet, but So Valley is going to be involved in the collective as well. So
Tell our listeners, I know that we featured So Valley, 2020 was a bit of a blur and like the longest year and the shortest year ever. I can't remember exactly when we had them on, but just let our listeners know again what So Valley is. I know we've referenced it a few times during this conversation. Yeah.
So Valley is a nonprofit manufacturing facility. It's a startup. It's located on the west end of Cincinnati, not far from the WVXU headquarters, actually. and they help emerging designers and established designers produce their garments. And they offer full production services, and they have very small minimums. And that's where my collection is produced. And they have an entire sewing facility with industrial machines and all of the things that you would find in a garment district in a large city in one space. And so the collective will actually be filming one of our live stream episodes there. And we'll all be at So Valley and working out of their production room, which is just really exciting.
That is very exciting. And congratulations to them as well. Amy, let me advance the previous question a little bit. Since you're so involved in fashion and trends and that sort of thing, for those of us who have been locked up, and maybe we did buy some of those occasion wears, optimistically, knowing that there would be occasions again, but what do you see on the other side of this as it relates to people's choices? Do you think a lot of people are going to try to come out of this feeling like a different person and using their fashion sense to display that?
I think everybody's so ready to party. Whatever that means to them, if it's just a celebration of life, or if it's a celebration of fashion, if it's a celebration of art, if it's a celebration of any of the new talents they've picked up during the pandemic, it's just going to be a time to explode when we finally get to emerge from our shells.
Laura, do you agree with that? Are the roaring 20s upon us?
Oh, absolutely. I know I watched all my jobs just disappear in the matter of 3 days when the pandemic hit. And that is my social outlet, like going to set every day, meeting someone new, seeing someone old. And I am 1,000% ready. I'm ready to wear clothes again. I know me and Tess went out not too long ago for another thing for the collective. And I had 3 outfit changes just because I was that excited.
You did.
Well, that's very cool. We'll look forward to seeing all the outfits and clothing on the collective. Details on this new series at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. My thanks to Tessa Clark, Laura Cianciolo, and Amy Bond for being with us today. Best of luck with the show, y'all.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstrow. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.